I can't tell you how much I've missed you. Oh, darling, I missed you too. I really tell you. Yes, I did. Oh,
she's going to cry.
She's going to cry. It's a family tradition.
No, no, no. No fair. Making fun.
A weary traveler.
Oh, listen, you make as much fun of me as you want to, because then I know that I am really home.
Speaking of which, what finally got you here?
Huh? Oh, well, I was at the hospital. I was sitting my aunt Clara's bed. I was reading to her. There was a soft snow that was falling outside, and I paused for a moment. I looked up, and I saw three little boys sledding. Sledding down a not very steep hill. And in my mind's eye, I saw you and Charlie and Joey as you were at that age. You never came home bringing a pair of mittens. Never. And you used to run into the kitchen shouting that you wanted hot chocolate and three marshmallows. And I knew then that I missed my boys so much that I just had to come home. Even if for only one day.
We're mighty glad you did.
Oh, well. Oh, no more tears. No more tears, no.
Yeah, all right.
Well, maybe a few.
As we come to the end of the run of All My Children, we sadly lose one of our original players, Mary Fickett, our Ruth Martin, all this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have not been tuning in.
You can't tell them that. This is the Pine Valley Podcast. We're supposed to watch so they don't have to.
Now they got to pay me. They want me to watch it.
Angie gives birth to a bionic baby, and the baby is so superpowered it makes Angie so insecure that she leaves town.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Your mother is the person who's there for you when you have a fever of 105. That's your mother. Just because she put you out of her vajayjay, don't think it's your mother.
He actually motioned to his groin.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Even if you're a dipshit like Brian Bright, you dipshit, I hate you. Crap, boys, I wish you would call me or make a lunch day with me, because I would tell you to your face, you're a piece of crap. You kill my show. I would tell you you're a bitch and you ruin my show. Turn down your iPad, your listening devices.
iPad? Is that like a maxi pad?
The Pine Valley Podcast Best Drama Award goes to
the baby.
Not All My Children.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending September 16th, 2011.
And
we're starting off sad for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, we're starting off sad for a lot of reasons. Of course, we have one more week of All My Children on ABC.
That's effing crazy.
As it ends its 40...
Shut up. Just shut
what?
Up.
What? 41-year
Just
run.
Shut up.
And sadly we found out, that Mary Fickett,
beginning of last week, right?
Yeah. She, for those of you who don't know, shame on you, but Mary Fickett was Ruth Martin, the original Ruth Martin.
They know.
And, she passed away. For those of you who don't know, she's been ill for quite some time. It was one of the reasons that she left the show the first time, and they actually convinced her to come back. And she did for a brief time, and then she left again. Yeah, yeah.
Why did she come back and then leave?
And if I'm not mistaken, I think she came back after Lee Merriweather had played the role for a couple of months.
No,
I think so. I think so. And then they brought Mary back because they felt like she was the only Ruth. But Mary was very ill. Yeah, so she had to leave again.
Did she have dementia also?
Yeah, she suffered from I don't know if she was suffering from several things. It did say in the thing that I read that it was Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And I know that she had dementia towards the end.
Yeah.
But originally it was some kind of, it's, if I'm not mistaken, I thought I read originally there was some kind of like motor disease or something like that, where it was something like debilitating. Mm-hmm. But she had been sick for quite some time now. So, you know, and I lost an aunt to Alzheimer's. So, all I could say is that, my heart, my thought, my prayers go out to her family, and, may she finally be at peace. And she was incredible. She was an incredible actress.
Amazing.
And for those of you who don't know, she was the first daytime star to win an Emmy for her performance. There were no daytime Emmys.
Oh, wow.
Her performance on All My Children, when her son, Phil, went to Vietnam and she was there protesting it.
Oh my God.
Is what got her.
Think about that storyline. Think about
and
that storyline.
That's how powerful All My Children used
Absolutely.
To be.
Absolutely.
And so Mary Fickett is a legend. She is a trailblazer. She was a trailblazer. She was a legend. Her performance as Ruth Martin over the years. I was, you know, when she retired the first time, I was devastated because I was like, how can we not have our Ruthie?
I know.
You know? And Francesca James was like, we need a Ruth.
Yeah.
And they recast. And, you know, and I'm not going to knock Lee Merriweather. She was all right.
She was fine.
She was fine. You know, she wasn't Mary Fickett, but it was nice to have the character.
She also didn't have the chemistry that Joe and Ruth had.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe and Ruth would remind me of, like, Kate and... Who's the Ryan's Hope couple?
Oh,
Maeve and
Johnny.
Maeve and Johnny.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that kind of.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
She was
chemistry and partnership.
Look,
you know
she
what
was
I mean?
Never. She was never that. But I. It was good to have the character there at least. I felt, but when she came back, that's when I was like, oh no, there's nobody like our Mary Fickett. There's nobody like our Mary Fickett, and I only wish that like, it would have been. I mean, we're talking about All My Children. For those of you who know, I mean, again, you shame on you if you don't know, but All My Children's ending this week. I mean,
they
these
know.
Are the last five episodes.
Stop it.
I don't know. I don't even know if anybody's listening to this podcast anymore.
Listen,
except for Terry, Susan, and Elise.
Who cares? We love all five of you.
The Shadow and the Canadians. That's all that's listening.
That's right.
But, like, All My Children's coming to an end. And one of the things that I loved about what Lorraine has done is that, because, you know, again, we're talking about almost 15 years of damage done to this show by Megan McTavish and then Chuck Pratt and those two horrible head writers that should never have been writing, the people that created...
I don't even want to say their
names. The people that created Confusion. I don't even know their name. They were on the show for like 5 months. They really, really messed up the show. So, like, the fact that this show has been decimated the way it has been, I give total props to Lorraine for trying to, like, make some semblance of what it used to be.
But she's a master. That's the thing.
Yeah,
her and Aggie.
I think if there was enough time, I think what would have been nice is that if they would have killed off Ruth on the show, and that's how All My Children ends, the circle of life. You know, people are born.
If they had enough time,
it would have been nice for Joe to come, for Joe to come back. And say that, you know, and then that's what brings everybody back to Pine Valley.
Yeah.
And that would have... Because, I mean, we all know the rumors. For those of you who don't know, I guess, should we say spoiler alert?
I think we spoiled it last episode.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to know, just fast forward a little bit. But
for spoiler those of you alert, alert!
Spoiler alert!
Woo! 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 We did it wrong. We're so not used to giving spoilers. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all right. Go ahead.
Well... Rumor has it that there's going to be like a cliffhanger on Friday, kind of like the Dynasty Moldavia situation.
Yeah, we spoiled the last time.
And I, again, I mean, I'm
basically
having a little
bit of... Basically,
a gunman
comes in and shoots everybody.
Yeah,
we don't know who lives or dies.
Look, I didn't like it when Janet blew up the ballroom all those years ago. Remember that fiasco?
I liked it a little bit.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that. It just, to me, that's not my All My Children. My Children, and it's something beautiful because I just read on WeLoveSoaps.net, they had this, I don't know where it's from Katie's blog or something, And Katie McClain has been speaking out about
I commented on that.
Characters, values, and where has that gone? And I agree with her. I'm sorry to say I agree with her. I'm not talking about
characters' values.
She was talking about on these shows, like, where is the humanity? Where are these characters having moral values and stuff? And I agree with her. Yes, soap operas have always been about, you know, cheating and everyday life and stuff. But what she's talking about is not about people being religious or people being... It's like... People don't have any kind of, like, moral fiber anymore in the characters. Like, they do things that don't make sense. They do things that go against what their characters are about. You have to... It goes back to what we were talking about before. You can't just write for the plot. You can't have the characters doing things just to further the plot.
I wrote to Katie.
And what you said?
I said that... I mostly agree with her, but she points fingers at everybody as if everybody's equally to blame, and they're not. I'm sorry. She basically said what you said about characters. Who writes these characters?
The writers.
Bad writers who are hired by executives. It all starts from the top. It all starts from the top. They pick the writers. They pick the people who work on these shows. They fire good writers. They ditch good storylines. They're the ones that pay the paychecks. They're the ones that hire and fire. They're the ones that make the creative decisions ultimately. They're the ones to blame. I don't believe in this. And she also blamed viewers at some point because viewers...
Really? I didn't read the whole thing like you did.
She blamed viewers. She said the viewers wrote in and killed like the Kish storyline. Well, that's a bunch of horse shit because the only people that wrote in were people from like, you know, whatever, the family... What is those religious groups or whatever?
Mormons?
No, not women. Not Mormons, but that
Amish?
That family, whatever group.
More family values?
No, something like that. Why am I forgetting their name? They're very
Family
powerful. Guy? No, they're a group that goes around writing into different TV shows that if they don't like the moral, you know, fiber of these shows, or they don't like the choices that these shows are making, they have all their members write in these, like, form letters and say, we hate this, we hate this, and then they scare networks, and then networks jump, you know, and then they make changes. So that's a load of horseshit. True viewers did not write in against Kish. I don't believe it for a second. It was people who were given form letters to sign off on, and again, the executives made the shitty decisions to kill these characters and to kill these storylines. So I love Katie McClain, you know I do, but I don't agree. I think at the end of the day, it is the executives that decimate and kill our shows and that don't have faith in our shows and don't love our shows and don't have respect for our shows. They're the ones that make the decisions, not the actors don't. I didn't hire an Avon catalog model. Did you? Did you request that an Avon catalog model be one of the lead actresses in All My Children? No, you didn't. Denise Fossey.
Denise Vasolini's a Mary Kay girl?
She's an Avon cat. I've seen her in the Avon catalog
really?
Too many times
to count.
Oh,
you know what? I got to give the girl a compliment. Because you know I insult her so much. But I just want to say her new haircut, very nice. With the bangs, she looks cute.
Well,
I like
it.
Girl, she's Dominican. She's Dominican.
She has that hair.
She's Dominican.
That hair's relaxed then. That's all I'm saying.
Dominicans, I know I bust Dominicans a lot, but they're good for two things. They're good for sex and hair.
I'm going to tell you one thing about Denise Vassey. I liked her with Frankie this week. Don't hit me!
They were on this week?
They were on for a brief millisecond. They held Baby Lucy. They comforted Baby Lucy and then the...
That's right.
Because that's a different idea. The reason why I like them is because this week, the five episodes prior to the last five episodes was all about coming together. This entire week was about coming together. And I, for one, I could not get my eye. I had to watch episode after episode after episode. I saved it all up for my ABC player because it was just so beautiful and touching to watch. I even like Liza this week. I thought she wouldn't go that far. Really? I did. I really liked her with Kobe. Kobe needed her mommy this week, and she got her mommy this week.
I know. No, I understand what you're saying.
And she and Crystal had a beautiful woman-to-woman loving moment. How many times have you and I sat on this microphone and begged the powers that be for two women that actually care about each other and love each other and like each other?
Look, I agree what you're saying. The material was excellent to see. I just couldn't help but keep thinking Beth Chamberlain should be playing that part. That's just my feeling.
She made it hers this week. You know why? Because Liza became, just like David, Liza became a human being this week. David became a human being. In the last 2 weeks, he became a full flesh and blood human being.
And I like him with Kara.
I do too.
And you know what else?
I do too. I like him with Angie. I like him and Angie's camaraderie.
You know what else was interesting?
What else?
Is that he knows that he's going to be out of work, so he's getting in shape. Michael Knight, pay attention. Vincent and Azari lost some weight. Did you see how his face looks much, much slimmer?
He was fine.
He looks better looking. He looks better looking with the weight off.
Him and Kara.
No, I'm going to speak out about that because I really...
It is a double standard.
It pisses me off that it's a double standard when an actress on a soap opera puts they rag on Kim Zimmer, they insulted that girl from NBC for so many years. What's her name? The one that does The Biggest Loser. They play Sammy.
Yasmin Bleeth?
No, the blonde. I don't know her name. I forgot her name. I don't know. The one plays Sammy. Anyway, and of course, they really took Jeannie Francis and rolled her over the coals when she put on weight after the pregnancy. And yet these guys, and I hate to say it, but it seems that it's mostly on All My Children.
It's
Jacob
true.
Young,
I
Michael
Knight. I hate when they make fun of fat people. I hate it. Especially that fat Jillian and that fat Caleb and that fatally. I hate it. Oh, did I say that?
You're so...
I mean, it's terrible. It's horrible.
I'm not even going to comment. But I agree with you. All My Children, there were so many great moments in the last few episodes that I saw the last week and a half to 2 weeks since we did our last podcast. I was very touched by what I was seeing. I thought all the Tad and Dixie scenes were incredible. The Dixie Chicken stuff. For those of you who don't know, Tad took a job when he was broke working for the what was that name, Palmer's Chicken thing? And he wore a chicken costume when he, like told her that he loved her and everything. So this was her way of, getting back with him. And I just thought it was beautiful. The fact that Crystal was the one who gave her the idea. And she's like, oh, my God. Like that just, for me, that felt like All My Children.
Yeah.
You know, seeing these scenes like that where these people are just living their lives and they're relating to each other and they're trying to connect. Back then, every soap had their own identity. One Life to Live was a little offbeat. They always had these quirky kind of characters because back then in the 80s, before there was the Moes and the Hoes, there was Karen and Marco Dane. Karen Warlick and Marco Dane. Crazy characters. You loved Judith Light on One Life to Live. And General Hospital was all about spies and action and adventure. And Edge of Night was about mysteries. And Ryan's Hope was about this family. And All My Children was about this community, about this town where there were people that were rich, there were people that were hardworking and poor, there was young and old and
good old fashioned middle class.
And it was about Pine Valley.
Yeah.
And whenever I was seeing scenes like that in the last 2 weeks, it drove me crazy. I love it. I'm like, this is my children.
Yeah.
So all the Tad and Dixie stuff, I couldn't get enough of it.
I had one complaint about Tad and Dixie.
What?
As the week wore on, we saw them get closer and closer. They've been sort of having this distance because, you know, they want to take it slow. They don't want to hurt each other, but we needed to see them get together.
Yeah.
And they finally did, and it was really adorable. It was really funny. Their chemistry is great. Tad did this little dance.
He did this little smiley dance.
And Dixie was unbuttoning. But I have to say, they cut it right there. And I wanted to see them kiss and make love.
Really want to see Michael Knight his shirt off?
I'm not talking shirt off, but I wanted to see them make love. You know what I mean? I wanted to see them connect deeply. Not just cutely, but deeply. Because that's what I've been aching for. I've been aching for a Tad and Dixie connection deep.
I liked it. It worked for me. You know why? Because I don't want to see Michael Knight with his shirt off. I'm sorry.
You don't have to show him with his shirt off.
He's not. He's a man of a certain age. He's a man of a certain age.
You're making love to a woman. Yeah, no. You don't have to show. No, I'm just his t-shirt on.
I know. Thank God for that. I mean, all this Orpheus stuff is. It's done and gone. Not really. I mean, we still don't know who the two people. I mean, my God, there's only 5 episodes left. They actually only bringing back David Canary for like 1 episode.
I know. I was bummed about that.
I'm bummed about this.
Brooke made an appearance on Friday's episode.
Oh my God. Oh, wait, let's talk about that. I cried. You know what this reminded me of? Seeing Erica with Brooke. It reminded me of the scenes with Dorian and
Without a doubt.
That's the way I felt when I was watching it. Yeah. I was crying during those scenes. The minute Brooke showed up and the look on Erica's face, and when Erica told her, well, I guess Adam figured that if he's getting all the cotton candy for free, he doesn't need to buy the circus. I was on the floor. I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, that's my All My Children. I love the scenes. I loved when Brooke got up and Eric was like, all right, I'm going to tell you this. And she's like, Pine Valley hasn't been the same without you. And when she said that,
it was like, okay, you look good.
It was like Lorraine said it for all of us. Lorraine wrote that line for all of us because it's true.
Well, when Susan said it, she teared up.
All My Children hasn't been the same.
It hasn't been the same.
When you start getting rid of all those characters, when you fire Marcy Walker as Liza, when you fire Julia Barr as Brooke, that's when you're asking for your show to go downhill.
Yeah, of course.
That's the one thing that I got to respect One Life to Live for. One Life to Live does not throw their veterans out.
They tried to throw Hillary, what's her name, out. What's her name?
No, she Nora. Wanted
they tried,
more money.
They tried to throw Nora out. No, and they've had a couple episodes of trying to throw Dorian out. And
no,
that woman,
she wanted
that,
more money.
That lady never went.
No, she wanted more money. No, they cut her salary. And she was very vocal about it, but she always stood. But like I'm talking about like
no, but I agree with you. They keep their.
I mean,
they always have. They've always been so loyal.
General Hospital has really done that too. They got rid of so many veterans over the years, and that's what kills the show.
Absolutely.
And so when Erica said that to Brooke,
well, but Brian Fromm. I mean, the younger viewers want to see, you know, young people. It'll be fabulous. We'll have all young, beautiful people. Who needs old, fat people? It'll be fabulous.
I don't know. I gotta say, I loved Kara. I really love Kara. The Castillos have really become All My Children characters to me.
I don't say the Castillos because I'm not sold on Griffin, but I'm definitely sold on Kara.
I love Kara. I think she's such
a great
actress.
And I like her relationship with her brother. I really do.
I think she goes so beyond what just your average actress would give you.
Her words on her page are so simple, but she plays so many layers, so unique in how she delivers those lines.
And it's a real flesh person there, you know?
Absolutely.
When she talked to Tad about their situation and stuff and how I was heartbroken for her. I was so heartbroken for her. She made me feel for her. I was like, I love this character.
She gets her character. Yeah, she really understands that character.
It's great that this character, because she's so alive and so human, makes David human. You know what really upsets me is that the shows can't. I would have loved to see this play out.
Absolutely. But it wasn't just that. It was the brilliance of Miss Lorraine Broderick. I'm sorry. It was the brilliance. She knew that David had to become human. This Orpheus shit is so over the top, OTT, crazy ass ridiculousness that you could really tune out if you weren't a forgiving All My Children viewer that wanted to see all your greats come back.
Yeah.
So she really made the smartest choice ever in giving David a a relationship and an opportunity to operate as a human being. And that's what I loved. I love watching Kara and David lying on the grass in the ground looking at the clouds and looking at shapes and talking about that. I loved it. You know, I didn't love, like I said on the last podcast, I didn't love the after sex thing. To me, it was just sort of like, you know, wham, bam, they had sex, blah, blah, blah. Afterwards, Lorraine gave us the meat of the whole situation. And it was lovely to watch. And I'm so happy to see David as a three-dimensional human being. Remember we used to talk about him as twirling the mustache cartoon character? And good on you, Vincent Irizarry, because you're playing it great. He's playing it great. He's really – I'm going to cry right now because one of the most touching lines to me was when Angie said to him – she was trying to plead with him as a human being, as a person – you know, to do the right thing, even though he's going to jail or whatever, to do the right thing and you know, and to let the, well, she's asking him, I think she was asking him to like let the people from Morbius go and live and all that stuff. And she said to him, I see a man whose heart is broken into a million tiny pieces. And for some reason, and he started to cry. And he started to cry, like just really quiet tears rolling down his face. And for some reason that line really got to me, because you would have to be that broken to make the choices that he's made. And it just worked for me. I don't know. I really loved how his humanity came to the surface this week. His, not just his ambition, but his vulnerability and his heart and his sense of humor and all that stuff. I just thought it was really amazing. Excuse my language. I can't even say, I believe I said that. I hated the David character. For years, I've hated it. And in two goddamn weeks, this man became such an amazing flesh and blood person. And the way that he and Kara, when she was in jail, she wasn't asking him to be the baby daddy. Quite the contrary. She was telling him that she was having her baby that just happened to have his genetic material. But at the same time, they had an understanding. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
They had an understanding that she was going to have this baby and that he was not going to be her husband or necessarily even a father, but they were going to both participate. I can't explain it. Is that right?
No, I think that's right.
It just was amazing to me.
It was a great writing. Now, the thing I have to ask you, because you're a woman and you've had kids, so you know, didn't they just have sex? Like last week, how could she be pregnant already for a minute? Is that like,
it's impossible.
Would you have known like that quickly? I mean, I know I said they're probably speeding it up for storyline purposes, fine. But when she said, I'm pregnant, I'm thinking, her and Ty never slept together, right? I was not thinking that she already found out she was pregnant from him. Like,
look, here's the thing. You can read positive on a pregnancy test like 10 days after, you know,
conception.
Like, that's how good some of these tests are. And she did have blood work done, but I would be curious why they were measuring her levels, her pregnancy hormone.
I don't think they were doing that. I think she was feeling ill. They would check it for the cancer, stuff like that. And they probably did a thorough blood work. And one of the things that they tested for was to see if she was pregnant. Because whatever doctor she went to knows that she's married. That doctor doesn't know that her and Tad never slept together. I just felt like
it would be at least, at first, but most it would be at least 14 days or so.
Yeah, at first it jarred me only because I was thinking, and then I realized, oh, they're probably just speeding it along because the show's coming to an end. So I bought it. You know what I'm saying? But like, I have to tell you, I'm going to start crying.
He's going to start crying now.
Guys, this podcast and then the next podcast for the last week, it's going to be very hard for me to get through without crying. When I'm on Facebook and I'm typing things, you guys think I'm joking. I'm not joking when I'm typing something on Facebook and then I write, I'm crying as I'm typing this. I am. I'm a very emotional person, especially when it comes to my Tokyo
shows. No.
So wait.
No.
So I loved Carol Burnett, Opal, and Sam.
Verla Grubbs.
I loved it all. I loved everything about it. I loved her scenes with Susan Lucci. I thought that were hysterical. I loved when her... And how hot did Opal look at that reunion?
She looked great.
Jill Larson looked amazing. And I was so happy that they got the original actor who played Sam to come back for this.
That was pretty amazing.
He never worked with her. He only worked with Dorothy Lyman.
Right.
But they had chemistry. I'm going to show you as we do the podcast.
All right, fine.
And they had chemistry.
He has his old paparazzi pictures.
They have chemistry. They had so much chemistry. I was loving it. I love the fact that Opal gets a happy ending and she reconnects. Because, you know, for those of you who don't know, Sam and Opal were really hot back in the day. He was a hottie back then. He had that little porn star mustache and surrey 70s looking village people. And Dorothy Lyman and him were so hot. And I loved me some Opal and Sam. So I, for me, it just, it was so right. It was just so right. And when he told her that he was always thinking about her and that, you know, when he realized that Palmer passed away, he was like, that old goat passed away. He thought, that was just such a beautiful thing, you know. It just, again, it was just, that's my, all my children, you know. And when Calvin had lost, when she realized that she lost, so, and she's like, good, don't worry, I'm fine. And she walked out of camera, and she was behind the wall, and you heard her go, and then she walked by, and she's like, she's
so Calvin.
It was just, I,
perfect.
You don't understand how much those episodes with Jill Larson and Cal Burnett and Susan Lucci, that meant so much to me. Thank you so much, Lorraine Broderick, for that. That was, I mean, honestly, I just can't. I just... I can't believe, you know, it's so funny because we were so mad at times and we were like freaking canceled and stuff. And I just never, ever thought that ABC would do this. I mean, I understand that the shows are expensive and I understand all the logistics, but I mean,
it's surreal, isn't it?
I really thought.
5 days, Jordan Hudson.
I thought that the ABC soaps would be the last to go. I thought that Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless, and Bold and Beautiful would all go before the ABC soaps. I was so sure that, and now all three of them are going to be gone. By this time next year, General Hospital will be gone too.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's just like, you know, and I was talking to people, and people don't understand, it's like, I grew up on All My Children. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. I grew up on All My Children. All My Children has been a part. My mother is very upset. She's very, very upset. I mean,
what are you doing for the last episode?
I'm going to be stuck at work. I work I work all day Friday. I work from 9 to 4. So
I wanted to come to my hometown with me.
I finally found a part-time job. And, of course, I'm working 9 to 4.
Not my hometown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My family is now because my hometown is the Bronx.
I'm very, very upset. So, but you know, I'll be coming home after work to come home and see all my children.
I'm going
to
go see.
Because I don't want nobody ruining it for me. And for those of you who don't know, Susan Lucci is co-hosting The View that Friday.
Is she?
And the whole episode is supposed to be about All My Children. They're going to have all the stars from All My Children there. So, for those of you who don't know that, tune into The View on Friday, the last day of All My Children. The View is all going to be about All My Children with Susan Lucci co-hosting. I did not see the Hallmark TV Guide thing, that TV Guide channel thing that did a tribute to All My Children. But everybody that did see it said it was horrible and boring and they didn't
really show
up. So, look, girl.
We're missing girl, right now.
Girl, I'm Cablevision, SoapNet right now, today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday night from 7 to midnight. All My Children, they're supposedly showing classic All My Children episodes. But according to Brian Franz, classic is only since he took over as head of daytime. So I wouldn't
Shut
be surprised.
Up, that's not true.
No. Well, they supposedly said they're going to show a Cliff and Nina episode, a Greg and Jenny episode. So, well, you know, we'll see. Tonight is I Love Lucci. It's supposed to be all about Susan Lucci episode, Erica Kane episodes.
How Erica Kane has Susan Lucci been as Erica Kane this week? It's been delicious to watch.
It's amazing.
But she came out in that little red dress with Brooke to talk to Brooke at Confusion.
Oh my God, I can't. Those scenes between her and Brooke were so brilliant. Nice. I mean, they just, and I gotta tell you, Julia Barr looked amazing.
She really does, people.
She has not aged. She looked amazing.
Erica told her, "You look good." No, you look good.
It was very touching scenes. And I love the fact that they were able to kind of put closure on their situation. Like when they started fighting and then they both laughed, they're like, "Look at us. Here we are." And Erica told her, she's like, "Well, I've never liked you. I'm not going to lie." Just like, it was just so beautifully
written.
That's
what you do. You take my leftovers.
Yeah. It was just beautifully written. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I know that I busted on Darnell for not
He did good this week.
He did good this week.
Real good. Real good.
I can't wait to for them to pick up Monday's episode where they left on Friday. Because when he... When she told him that he...
Let's lead up. Let's lead up into this. Leslie, he can't talk. He's going to cry. He's crying.
Go ahead.
Fine. This week was all about letting go of Lucy, transitioning into Angie's healing, her eyes healing, and potentially getting her eyesight back. And so at the beginning of the week, I'm trying to remember, we saw her letting go of Lucy. We saw Maya trying to make the decision whether or not to stay with Angie and Jesse and deciding that it was better to leave because it was too painful for Miss Angie. So she left. And she took little Lucy with her. And Ms. Debbie Morgan just continues to knock it out of the park with her unweaved hairdo, which I'm loving because no blind woman could be having that kind of ability to have that kind of weave maintenance. So I'm loving that. And then the other thing, I wanted to ask you a question.
What?
How is it that a blind woman has such a neat, tidy apartment?
Because she got her husband doing the work.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so then as we see her losing little Lucy, we see her and you know, Jesse coming to terms with that loss, you know, still having to put away, like, the playpen and baby blankets and stuff. And what was so touching to me is that Jesse has not been able to touch Angie. She won't let him touch her. And you see him all the time make these motions that he wants to touch, and then he realizes he can't, and he draws away. And so he's been having to grieve on his own privately, and he cries and cries, and she doesn't see him crying or hear him crying. And that, to me, was so touching this week because he really was all week an emotional wreck. He even slept at Lucy's grave one night or fell asleep at the grave or something like that. And I'm sorry, that's Ellie's grave. And on Friday's episode, we see Angie get... Thursday and Friday, we see her get glimmers of her sight. But on Friday, it kicks in. And she sees Jesse crying. And she tells him that she knows he's crying because she can see him crying. And he comes into full view. And he just looks like a little lost boy, right? So sad.
He was so brilliant.
He really was beautiful. He brought it. Because they were... You know what? Because they did it together. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. They did it together.
I got to tell you, I can't wait for Monday's episode because I know, because I saw already the commercial and he really lets the waterworks go. And guys, it's not about crying because he was crying in those scenes with Tad when he was telling Tad about it. I just didn't buy it and I just felt like
he wasn't connected to it.
He wasn't connected, but this, he obviously is invested in this. Debbie Morgan could sell anything. God knows she's been selling all this garbage that Megan McTavish has been giving her. Debbie Morgan, I'm going to tell you something about Miss Debbie Morgan. I think that Debbie Morgan is one of the most incredible actresses out there. Not black actresses. I'm talking about an actress, period. It doesn't matter about her skin color.
There's no doubt.
She is a powerful actress. If you ever, and I've said this before in the podcast, I'm going to say it again. If you had not seen Eve's Bayou, shame on you. Eve's Bayou is an incredible movie.
Shame on me.
And she gives an
incredible... You have it in the stack...
Yes.
Of films?
Yes. Seriously. We're in my room. We're taping in my room today because she does not want to, like... I told her,
this
girl,
man is an evil genius.
If we go back to your car and it's gone, that's your fault. I said, you're taking a risk.
Grand Concourse.
I said, you're letting those Dominicans be around your car. I can't promise you're going to be there when we get back, but whatever.
This man is an evil, mad scientist genius. His room is piles high, neat piles, mind you, of comic books. No, those are neat piles. You can't tell me those aren't neat piles.
Right.
Neat piles of individually wrapped comic books. There has to be 1,000 or more, 2,000. How many you got, you think?
Oh, I can't even
thousands and thousands. And some of them are in boxes, file boxes. And then you have VHS,
DVD,
you have CD-ROM, you have 8-track tape.
I got my vinyl over there.
You got some kind of...
I got my cassette.
Action figures.
What's
the action figure in the wheelchair? What is that one?
That's Oracle, Birds of Prey, Barbara Gordon, the original Batgirl.
He has a perfectly framed Titanic poster with Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, my gosh. She's like
giving
it to my room.
Oh, my God. You should see it. He's an evil, mad genius.
Anyway, so wait, what were we talking about?
I gotta see East Bayou. You got it in
yes,
this pile?
Yes, East Bayou is somewhere in there, girl. East Bayou is...
You got Ally McBeal, 18 seasons of it.
Yeah, I got the whole collection of Ally McBeal. That's my show. My I love Ally McBeal. So wait, East Bayou, Debbie Morgan gave it a performance that I remember reading a review. And the review who gave the movie 4 stars loved it. And he said they should just mail her the Oscar. People were so upset that she was not recognized for that performance because that year she was the best supporting actress. Her performance in East Bayou is amazing. My heart breaks the fact that she's going to Young and the Restless because I'm telling you right now, I've been watching Young and the Restless, not the whole show, but only I fast forward everything and only watch Jeannie Francis' scenes. That show is hideous. It's so horrible that I cannot believe that this is the same head writer that was writing the show. Remember when I was telling you how good it was and I was into it?
I remember.
I can't believe it's the same head writer.
I heard that. I cannot believe it's the same head writer. Too. Yeah.
It's so... She wrote the scene where Jeannie Francis and Jill... Now, mind you, these are two women...
Who's Jill?
Jess Walton. She's like the Erica of that show.
Okay.
Kind of like, you know? These are two women of a certain age... And they had a fight scene that the dialogue sounded like they were 2 6-year-olds fighting in first grade. Mm. I could not believe how bad that scene
was.
That's
too bad.
Jill went like this. She goes, "You wouldn't know something if it bit you in the butt." Duh. That's the way a woman of a certain age who's a powerful businesswoman talks. I was mortified. I've been mortified for Jeannie Francis, and I cannot believe that Miss Debbie Morgan is going to this show. I'm sorry.
What is she supposed to do?
I'm sorry. I know, she but girl, they don't know what they're getting. And I think I know what she's going to play. I think she's going to be that boy's mother. I think, for those of you watching, I think she's going to wind up being Stephen Nichols Tucker's ex and the boy that we just found out that he's like his biological son. I think that's she's gonna wind up being the mother. That's the only thing I can think of because she already said that she's not replacing Victoria Ross Drusilla. So I think that's what, and then get this, they just fired Eden Rigel.
Did they?
Yeah, but why? I gotta tell you, girl, she was wrong for the role. I mean, Eden's a great actress.
What was the role?
They cast her as Heather, Paul's daughter, and I actually love the actress who was already playing it.
But
and
what's the
two
role?
Characters, a district attorney, a young district attorney.
So was she? What was she not? Why was she not right for it?
She just. You have to have seen the other actress. It just didn't work. It didn't work. It wasn't a good recast. And
that's got to be a blow for Miss Eden. She's used to be in the top of the food chain.
Yeah, the people did not like her. They didn't like her in the role. I mean, I think it's look. Young and the Restless is bizarre. They keep getting all
That's
these actors. They keep getting all these actors from different soaps, and they don't know how to use them. That Maura West from As Well Turns, they fired her. They killed her character off.
Wow.
And they fired Eden. They fired Tristan Rogers. Supposedly Jeannie Francis is gone.
Oh, man.
So I don't know, Miss Debbie. I don't know if you made the right move. I mean,
well,
I don't know.
I don't know what else she was going to do.
Honestly. I mean, well, now, look, for those of you who don't know, a little change has happened with, what is it?
Prospect
Charles
Park.
Charles Street Park.
Prospect Park.
I'm going to go through all the Monopoly, like,
yes,
streets before
please.
I get the name
before
right.
Before he gets it right.
They made the most brilliant move possible. For those of you who don't know, they announced that not only will Frank Valentini be executive producer of One Night to Live, he is going to be the head of their daytime serial department.
He should have been the head of ABC's
so,
nighttime.
Yeah, he should.
Amazing.
They should have fired that Brian Franz, who I've been dying to say this, and I can't say it on Facebook because I don't want to get in trouble on Facebook. I'm going to tell you right now what I think of Brian Franz. If Brian Franz was in the middle of the street, flame and burning, I wouldn't pee on him to put him out. That's how I think of Brian Franz. I would not even urinate on him to save his life.
I would light a bottle of lighter fluid.
That's what I would do. I would throw in a bottle of lighter fluid at that mother. Anyway, so Frank Valentini will now be... So that means that even though Miss Julie Crapothers is coming along, he's going to be her boss.
He's going to be her boss, and he's not going to take her bullshit.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now.
If anybody can fix all my children,
it's him. He don't take no bullshit, that man. He might be, you know...
Well...
I don't know what I was going to say.
Look, I'm going to tell you guys this. Y'all should write to Frank Valentini, and you should tell him that I would love to work under him. That didn't come out right, did it? Well, I mean,
and behind him,
and over him.
But no, but seriously, guys, I actually would love to take, even if it's just an intern position, I would love to break into daytime and help be a part of it. I would love to work for him. What? And you guys could also, wait, you guys should also do like what they, what everybody did for Betty White on Facebook. Right, wait, now. Look, what everybody did for Betty White on Facebook, you guys should do that for me. I think that I should also be, I think you guys should also be pushing for me to be Kelly Ripa's new host on Live with, wouldn't Live with Jordan and Kelly be great?
No.
Why?
Live with Jordan and Ashley, stupid.
Ashley, you don't want to do anything.
You think I'm ever going to let you go? That's bullshit.
No, you don't ever want to do anything. You were
even
supposed
Miss Jillian Bone knows. She knows not to mess with me.
Stop that. I want Jillian and me to hang out.
You can't hang out, but you can't be her co-host.
She thinks you won't let me hang out with her.
I will let you hang out with him. You just can't be do no talk show with him. That's all I'm saying.
Listen to me. As many times as we've had opportunities to try to make something come of this, you were supposed to get us on that Oprah thing, and you never did it. You told me you were going to take care of it. You told me you were going to take care of it, and you never submitted us for that. I need to work. I want to be with Kelly Ripa.
What was wrong with your fingers?
I don't know nothing about computers. You know that.
Give me a break.
I know nothing about technology.
We are not made for television. Our faces are made for radio.
No, maybe yours. My face is made. Not only is my face made for television, it's made for the big screen, too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's made for the big screen,
too. But here's what I'm going to say.
Wait.
Why don't you work for Prospect Park?
That's what I'm saying. I would love to. I would love if
write him a letter. I'll get you their address.
I would love to intern for him. I would love to.
Get your pen out.
I would love to learn. I would love to learn from Frank Valentini.
And send your resume and work for that company.
And Frank, I will do.
You hear me, Jordan Hudson?
Yes, listen. Frank, I'll do whatever it takes to get the job.
Casting couch, Frank.
And I think Kelly Ripa and me would be fabulous doing a morning talk show.
I'm gonna say this. I want to do a morning talk show with you.
I'm gonna tell you. I don't think that Regis is too old, in the sense, because I think Betty White's a perfect example that you could be of a certain age and still be. My problem with Regis,
he don't want to work.
I don't know if it's that. My problem with Regis is I don't like...
He's out of that studio 9:59 every morning. Did you know that? I know that. Inside information.
I don't like...
He doesn't leave at 10.
Let me finish.
He's at 9:59.
All right, let me finish what I got to say.
9:59.
I don't like when any talk show host is doing an interview.
You don't like my Regis impersonation?
Yes. Your imitations are fabulous. You're like a female Rich Little. All right, let me explain something. I don't like when I'm watching any talk show and they don't know what they're talking about when they're with their guests. Now, I know it's impossible for you to watch every movie or every TV show, but you need to. Every time that I've seen Regis in the last few years, he comes across like an idiot. I'm sorry, he does. When it's that time, then you need to retire. I'm sorry, you do. One of the things that I love about Chelsea is that Chelsea Handler never pretends to know. When she doesn't know anybody's work, she doesn't act like she watches their TV. She'll tell them point blank, I don't know your show, but tell me a little bit about it. Like, she doesn't try to fake the funk. You know what I'm saying? So, Regis, you need to retire. Goodbye. It's been a nice few years. It's been a great run.
It's a different time slot. She's at 11 o'clock at night. She's on at 9 in the morning.
It doesn't make a difference. It's all a talk show. I think me and Kelly would be fast.
They should do American Idol talk show host.
Forget about America. Me and Kelly.
I want to say yes because I adore you. I know you're very talented.
We would be so funny.
I don't like it.
We would be so funny.
I don't like it. You and I are funny.
It'll be like a Willy.
You and I are funny.
Ugh, please.
You and I are funny. What funny?
Whatever. Anyway, oh, wait.
I'm Regis.
Anyway, another moment on All My Children that I really love.
What?
This is what it's about. You don't need much. There was this beautiful scene with the Martin brothers where they were catching up on what was going on in their lives. And, you know, Tad was talking about Dixie.
Yes.
Jake was talking about Amanda. And then he mentioned about the fact that Amanda's not going to have any more kids. And Tad goes, well, what about adoption? And he goes, you know, if it wasn't for Ruth and...
He's going to cry again.
because it was so beautiful. He said, if it wasn't for Ruth and Joe, I wouldn't be here. And he goes, and I wouldn't have the greatest big brother. And it was such a beautiful scene. And it was just that little scene. And it meant so much to me. And that was all my children. That was all my children. And I just, and I mean, and I haven't liked Ricky Paul's Jake in such a long time. When
I liked him last week.
When Pratt was writing him like an a-hole,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he was calling Amanda a slut for no reason.
Pathetic, disgusting.
I mean, and so for, it reminded me, remember when he first came out, how much we liked him that those first few months that he was on? That's what it reminded me of.
Should have been with Rebecca.
Greenlee. I think that would have been amazing. I love all the, I loved all the Martin stuff.
Yeah.
I loved all of that. There was just so much to love about all my children. I loved.
Can I interject?
I loved when Crystal told Tad that she needed to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Those were just beautiful, really character-driven scenes. I loved when Dixie told Jake. I mean, not Jake. When she told JR that Babe might be alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense.
As JR was about to steal his own kid.
I know, and it made sense. There were such great moments. Like when he... When he remind, the one thing that I did have to pick up about was, and I know why they're writing it like that, because they probably think that anybody that watching the show now probably did not watch the show back then, but it's so amazing to me how they keep referring to the fact that Dixie hurt Tad by cheating on him with David. Tad was the first one who cheated and messed up their relationship when he cheated on her with Liza back in 95.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And it's just so funny how it's conveniently forgotten. But whatever. I will say this. I actually thought wouldn't have...
Well, also, Babe has been made a saint, too.
Yeah.
It's all JR decimated Babe, but she was the one that slept with her brother.
I mean, Babe was...
First day she got to
town. This is why I told you that I think a lot of people didn't... It's not so much they didn't like Alexa Havens. They just didn't like Babe.
Shadow calls her Osama Babe Laden. I love it.
I want to say this, though. You know what I was thinking? What would have been a great twist? If only the actor playing...
You're going
to
kill me, aren't you?
Listen to me. If only the actor playing Mookie was a little bit younger looking, like maybe 16 or 17, and if the actor playing Frankie was a little bit older, wouldn't it have been a great soap opera twist to find out that Mookie is the son that Frankie had with Liza's half-sister? So that would have made that baby Angie and Jesse's... great grandchild. That would have been a good soap opera twist, girl. Mookie, this abusive thing.
I know,
and then,
but Mia and Frankie were so irrelevant, weren't they?
Huh?
Was it Mia?
Mia, that was her name.
Mia and Frankie were so irrelevant back then, weren't they?
I know, but Frankie has a kid out there that he don't know about.
Shit, you're right.
I would have thought that would have been such a good
twist.
Wasn't
Frankie, what's her name, too?
Who?
My favorite. My favorite. Terry Evans.
Yeah.
What's the character's
name? Yeah, yeah.
What's the character's name? Simone.
Oh, Simone.
Simone.
Yeah.
Are you sure Frankie wasn't with Simone and he was with Mia?
No, Mia had a child with Frankie.
Oh my God, that's right.
When I kept seeing Mookie, I kept thinking...
So
yeah,
weird.
It would have been a good soap twist, you know?
That's interesting.
That would have been a real soap twist. All right, girl.
Got my favorite movie of all time, 16 Candles on VHS.
Oh, my God. Are you not watching Awkward?
No.
Oh, my God, girl. You got to go. MTV has a show called Awkward. If John Hughes was still alive, Awkward would be the kind of show that he was making. You got to watch Awkward.
I will watch that.
For those of you who are not, I'm sorry, I have to be telling you this. Awkward is one of the most funny. MTV has really, it surprised me with Teen Wolf, but Awkward is amazing. It's this half-hour comedy about this young girl in high school. It is the most hysterical, touching, funny show. I love this show.
Did you see the finale of Bachelor Pad?
Anyway.
He gets so mad. I love
God,
it.
With this reality crap.
It was a good idea.
I tell you, the only reality show I watch
Blake is... Blake and Holly getting married.
I don't even know who they are. All I know is that... why is it... It's just... There's no people of color on that show whatsoever.
You got a point there. That's messed up. I agree with you. completely.
Like, that is, like, the whitest of white shows I've ever seen in my life.
I agree with you completely.
I'm just... It's one of the reasons I'm gonna say something.
That show is racist.
I'm going to say something.
I'm not kidding.
I want to interject this now before she tells me, I only got 5 more minutes. I got to get home to the kids.
It's true.
I got to see. She's already looking.
It's 9 o'clock.
Listen, whoa. General Hospital, I got to say, has been out of control.
We haven't even finished talking about all my children.
Yes, we did. Garen Wolf, the head writer of General Hospital, has done more for this show in the last month and a half that he's taken over than Guza did his entire run on the show.
You didn't let me talk about Jake and Amanda.
All right, let me finish what I have to say about General Hospital, because they need to know. General Hospital is going to be on the air still. Watch it, support it. If you gave up on it, come back. It is brilliant right now. Garen Wolf is bringing back all the old characters. He's putting all the veterans front and center. He's made the show so balanced out. I can't begin. I send this whack job. This incredible episode happened where Carly and Alexis...
He calls me a whack job because I have toddler twins.
Well, maybe if you weren't watching The Bachelor Pad and instead was watching...
The Bachelor Pad is on the ABC player.
Instead of watching a YouTube clip that's not even 10 minutes long, this incredible scene where Carly and... The show has been so riveting because it's all character-driven stuff now. They are talking about emotions and feelings. All of a sudden... People are actually in the hospital with illnesses, and the doctors are actually working.
You mean they're at General Hospital?
Yeah, they're actually at General Hospital. It's not about the mafia anymore. I mean, I'm amazed.
Poor Sonny probably doesn't even know what to do with himself.
Oh, no. They gave him a great story. And he's gone, since Brenda left, he's gone crazy manic, because his character's manic depressive.
He's bipolar in real life.
So they wrote into the show, and Carly warned them. That's one of the reasons that she said, I don't want you. She goes, you and Brenda get together, and then you guys break up, and then you lose it. And lo and behold, he did. And he's done some outrageous things. He just found out that his daughter has some kind of spinal problem, that she had to get an operation because something's like and it might have been from the car bomb that he planted to try to kill Johnny, and she got caught in the crossfire. So he might be responsible for his daughter being paralyzed. Great stuff. But Nancy Lee Grahn, who plays Alexis, is brilliant. She is so... Bob Guza seemed to be wanting to write her off.
I didn't feel that way. She had some beautiful scenes under his pen.
But he never wanted to focus on her. He would give her these moments. And because she's such a powerful actress. Now, all of a sudden, this guy, Garen, is writing for her, and she's brilliant. And she had these scenes with Carly that were phenomenal.
The only scenes.
Oh my God. Her and Laura right together were like out of control. I was blown away by these scenes. That's why I sent it to you, and I said, please watch this. If you don't watch anything else,
watch it. How many times have you been on the blog, Mr. Joe Hud?
Well, maybe if Google would stop boycotting me.
That is ridiculous.
No, I swear.
I'm giving you my password.
All right, wait. Let me finish. So this week, Carly snuck into Sean's room at the boarding house and was snooping. And Sean came out in a towel. And me and Cheryl, you know what I'm talking about. Cheryl, every one of our listeners, she's on Facebook with me. We were gagging, girl. Right, Cheryl? You know what I'm talking about. I lost it. I passed out.
Why?
I passed out. Girl, you don't know. That is one hot piece of chocolate. Let me tell you. He's going to give Morris Chestnut a run. Morris Chestnut is my favorite.
They have
my favorite. He's my favorite. He's my favorite piece of chocolate, Morris Chestnut. But I got to tell you, Morris, you got some competition now, because when he came out, he was wet and that towel was wrapped around. And Laura Wright's just looking at him. And I was like, what? And let me tell you something. I will be so upset if ABC does not go through with this storyline. They have so much chemistry. You know what? He might be the perfect man for Carly, because he's a man. I'm sorry. This is a man. He knows the kind of woman she is, but he knows how to put her in her place and center her. It's such an interesting dynamic.
Oh, that's what a man does.
No. When you're dealing with a real woman like Carly, you need to be a real man. You need to be her equal.
She's met her match.
You know, I'm sorry. You need to be, like, all these other guys, they get, no, Sean is just like, he's one step ahead of her. They are so much fun to watch, and I'm going to be so upset if ABC backs out of this. You know what?
They won't.
This is the year 2011. You got to stop this.
Do you understand? You got to have
interracial couples, and not be it about them being like...
I'm going to tell you why they're going to do it. They don't have not one eye on the soaps anymore. They've canceled them all. They've done exactly what they had to do. And let me tell you, those idiots, I'm going to tell you right now, I hope you're listening, idiots at ABC, head daytime executives, idiots. They have their heads shoved so far up their asses about these new shows that are coming out that suck. And if you think I'm kidding, I got inside scoop. They suck. And those little ninnies at the network are running around like chickens with their heads cut off trying to make these goddamn piece of shit shows work because they suck.
Well, I'm going to tell you
and
this.
That's where their attention is. It ain't on our shows. And you know why the proof, the other proof is in the pudding? Our shows are good. That means those mother effers that don't know what the F they're doing are leaving our damn shows alone because they're good. They're good.
All right. Well, I'm going to say this. I love nothing better for the view, for the two to start.
And Jake and Amanda are great. Can I just say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I have.
I have been a Jake and Amanda not so fonder for a long time.
Okay?
I have not been so fond of them for a long time. But let me tell you, first of all, number one, Kara, the three of them in that storyline came together. Between the writing and the acting, it all came together the way it should have. It played out the way it should have. And I do believe now that Jake should have ended with Amanda. Just in the way that you used to say that Todd Manning should have been with Taya, that they were... What? Oh, Miss Debbie Morgan! She's gorgeous. She's even more beautiful in person. This picture is beautiful. This is her winning an Emmy win.
That's her Emmy win for Best Supporting
Actress. What year, though?
Wow, 1990-something.
She looks really beautiful. She looks really beautiful. Oh, Minnie Hands Julia. Oh, I love her. Anyway, oh my God, that's so funny.
You know who that is?
Yeah, that's Sonny.
Yeah, but that was when he was on All My Children.
Yeah, I remember when he played Nico Kelly. So anyway, Chrishell, I love you, baby. You're doing such beautiful work now. And when you held and when you hugged each other and held each other on that one episode, and it was just the music and it was just Jake coming home after drinking with Ryan and he just held her. I shed a tear for some reason because it just is like, it was right. It just was all right. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, look at Dorian. To Jordan, best wishes.
She came out from taping because she wanted somebody to take a photo of her like that so she could get copies. I made her copies and she sent it to all her fans.
She's beautiful. And her fan club. She's actually really beautiful, isn't she?
She's a very beautiful woman.
I miss her so much already. I love her so much. Who is this? Jill Larson.
This is Jill.
She's
when she was
a baby.
This is when she was on One Night to Live and she played Crazy Ursula.
Oh my God, she's so young there.
I'm showing Ashley photos.
Oh my God, she looks like a little kid there. She would laugh to see this.
And when Debbie Morgan won her Emmy, you know it was a tie.
Why don't you send some of the copies of these to some of these people? They would love this, especially as the shows are ending.
You know, Debbie. When Debbie won, she was. It was a tie. It was the first tie in daytime history.
Know that.
She won Best Supporting Actress. Guess who else won?
I don't know.
Nancy Grant, who plays Alexis on
General.
Oh, good. They
That's
shared
good.
Together. The two
oh.
of them won.
She kind of looks the same. No offense.
Who?
She kind of looks old there.
There? No.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to gag when you see this.
All right. Don't show me. This is radio. This ain't
is
TV. Oh, my God. You're with Cecily.
That's
oh,
me and
my
Cecily.
God.
Rosa Lachkins and whatever.
First of all, you don't look horrible. You look adorable. You look like one of my friends, my good friends. You look so little. You have a full head of hair. You look like a little baby. How old were you when you did this work?
Wow, I was a teenager.
Teenager. I love that picture. That's a great picture.
I was like 15, 16.
Show me more. You have more pictures? We should publish these. Did you publish all these on the website?
I put some of them on the website.
Who is that? She looks familiar.
You don't know who that is?
I don't. Marsha Brady.
One Night to Live.
I don't know who it is.
That's not Cassie DePaiva.
That's Cassie. Holy cow.
I'm going to crop me out and put that.
She's like twice the size that she normally is. She looks like a little kid there.
Okay, this is us goofing around.
Oh, my God. Is that? Oh, that's Cassie. Yeah, that's Cassie. That's her older, though.
She was on Guiding Light. She played Chelsea Reardon on Guiding Light.
Oh, she's a nice lady. Who else you got for me? You got to put these up so people can see as we're looking at them.
Some of these are on my Facebook page.
Oh, there's Susan Lucci. See, this is what I'm saying. When Susan Lucci was back in the 80s and 90s, she didn't look as good on screen as she, I think, as she probably did in person. Because I'm looking at this picture here, and she looks really beautiful. Even with the 80s makeup, she looks really beautiful.
She's stunning.
Really beautiful. She's really stunning.
Really, really stunning in person.
All right.
So wait, we got to talk about One Night to Live.
We have to talk about One Night to Live because we got to go soon. All right.
One Night to Live has been out of control. I mean, you talk about having all your ducks in a row. This show
is so on point. It's so good.
They have been like fast forward with the storyline, just everything about it. They've been catching almost every moment, every beat that you can think of. I mean, if I was going to criticize, the only thing that I would criticize about is the fact that, you know, I can't get enough of it. I just can't.
Really? You got nothing to criticize?
I still don't like, what's her name? Terry Kahn, who plays Christine.
No, but at least that storyline is going in a good direction.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. When we found out that Kim was the real Aubrey Wentworth, I was on the floor.
And they showed her pre-surgery. Hysterical.
And her and Cutter have so much chemistry.
Yeah, they're great.
I love them as brother and sister. Like, that has made it, like, I liked him always. I don't like Terry Connor plays Ori. I didn't like her as Will Turns.
Either, but don't you like the way that they're like coming back from their ex-con ways, and they're trying to go on the straight and narrow. It's going on the straight and narrow, sort of classic soap.
Yeah, yeah.
Soap, and I like it a lot.
No, I like the story. I just don't like her. I don't like her. As an actress, I don't like her. She's very boring.
She's not interesting.
But Cutter, I have a feeling though that that's not Stacy in the bed. I don't know why. Because there's been no mention that Crystal Hunt's coming back. And she's not, she's never come out and said. And the thing that's weird too is that it almost seems that whoever this person is, Cutter knows the person.
So why does she keep showing pictures of Stacy?
I don't know. I just feel like the reveal is going to happen this week. We're going to find out who's in the hospital bed.
Right.
I think there's a trick happening. I don't think it's going to wind up being Stacy. I could be wrong.
Gigi.
Oh my God, that's the one. You want me to complain about something? Look. You kill the character off. Let her stay dead. I do not need to be seeing no ghosts coming about. It's like the ghost of Kentucky Fried Chicken lipstick pass. It's like she is haunting me. I cannot get rid of this thing. It's like, I'm sorry. I really do not like Farrah Fawcett. You know, it's funny. You know that her and JP are doing that reality show on the E! Network, Dirty Soap, that's following the soap stars. It does not surprise me that they're whoring themselves out like that.
Has the show aired already?
No, I think it airs like in a month or so. It's called Dirty Soap, and I'm not watching it. None of the soap opera stars I like are on it. And I personally don't want to know about their personal lives. I think it's ridiculous. Supposedly, like, they've been together a couple of years, and she is ready for marriage, and he doesn't want to get married. And that's the reason he broke up with his last girlfriend. So will they or won't they stay together?
Because he was gay. What? I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to say something?
Who said ever that he was gay? Whoever said that?
Not me. I didn't say it.
Just because he comes across fey sometimes on TV doesn't mean that he's gay. Most British guys seem gay and they're not.
That's debatable. Listen.
So wait. So Cutter and her have been great. Cutter and Kim have been great.
I agree.
I love...
Kim and what's Clint have been great. Oh. Don't you think?
I love them together.
I love them together too.
I love when she calls him Cowboy.
She does something for him. I'm telling you now.
Let me tell you, she is a great actress. She's perfect in that role. She brings such a life. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of torn because as much as I love Clint with Kim, Vicky and Clint should be the end game. I love how it's playing out that they're back in each other's lives. They had such a great scene the other day when she was concerned about him and Kim. And she goes, well, of course I'm concerned about you. We've been together. She goes, you're my best friend. She goes, we've known each other for so many years. We share children together. She goes, I don't want to see you get hurt again. Hmm. And it was such a beautiful scene. And like, because I used to like Clint and Vicky back in the day. So I just think it's kind of brilliant how everything is playing out right now in One Night to Live. I'm amazed by the whole Todd
and Victor's storyline.
I have not seen yet. I've seen Todd dying and all that stuff, but I haven't seen. I just started the episode where Taya is upstairs pretty much locked in the room because she just can't deal with Victor's death. And yeah, she can't go to the funeral. And Cassie steps in to help her friend.
Oh, my God. That's the other thing. To see our super couple of Blair and Taya get back together. Those two together are just so amazing. And I love what Taya said, you know, you really are a pain in my ass. I just love, the two of them are so great together. I'm like, I just couldn't get enough of them. I couldn't get enough Florencia. I know that Mr. Jimmy Giddens doesn't care for her, but whatever.
That's not true. He just said that she overacted a couple times.
No, she does not overact.
Sometimes she does not overact.
Ow! I didn't hit her for real. I didn't do a Chris Brown on her. She did not overact. She is pitch perfect. She is phenomenal. She is brilliant.
She was punching the man as he was dying.
And I gotta say
this.
It
was a little OTT for me.
I gotta say this. While, yes, Roger
Howard. Don't you leave me! Don't you die on me!
While Roger Howard and Cassie the Piper.
Don't you die!
Todd and Blair are great to watch. Watching Roger Howard. With Florencia.
Wake up!
She's cracking herself up. Anyway, watching Roger Howard with Florencia.
Victor!
Wow. Watching Roger.
Don't you die, Victor!
I'm gonna kill her. Watching, she's cracking herself up. You understand? She has tears coming out of her eyes. She's laughing so hard.
It's kind of funny.
Roger Howarth and Florencia together. When they confronted each other at the police department. That is the end game. I'm sorry. They are brilliant together. They know how to push each other's buttons. When she started doing all that old stuff that she used to do with Todd, when she played all those head games with him, and she went up behind him and she goes, "He could love me in ways that you never could." And that was like the Claire LeBine days coming over. Because the thing that I loved, how
but
brilliant.
You don't think he has better chemistry with Blair?
No. He has chemistry with her. But him and Florencia together are in another. You don't know the character history.
I don't know the character history of Blair and Todd. But when I see them together, they're smoking hot on the screen. When I see Taya and this Todd, I don't really see heat. I see a lot of really icky stuff that happened in the past. That was a little bit psycho.
No. That's their relationship.
They don't have
though.
Children. Oh, that's their relationship.
That's their relationship. And what you got to understand too is that. They bring out the best in each other. They do. They bring out the reason. The thing that I love about this storyline, what I love so much is that he played everything else so well. At first, you were heartbroken for Roger's Todd, but now you're beginning to see the real Todd come out. Like when he starts yelling at Blair, and that's Todd.
But he also is. Promising to do right by his kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant.
And Blair said that to him. You've changed.
It's brilliantly layered stuff. I mean, they are giving Roger Howard so much material to play, and he is knocking it out of the ballpark. I mean,
how good was his scene with I'm not going to say fatally, I'll say snatchily. How good was his scene with snatchily?
They were excellent.
They hate each other. And they still had a conversation.
Yeah,
and it was funny. And the little digs at each other were hysterical.
He grew up with Jessica. And
he was like, tell your boyfriend, your boyfriends at the police department. I said hi.
He was the Todd that grew up with Jessica. And he was there when Natalie came into town and tried to like ruin everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when he about left. So for him, Natalie is still that. Yatch.
I have a confession to make.
What?
I like Natalie now.
I don't like her.
I really think
she's a horrible actress. I'm sorry, people. I think she overacts. You talk about overacting. I think she overacts.
No.
She overacts with her eyes.
No.
Her line deliveries are horrible. I'm sorry.
She knows her character very well.
She's an idiot. I don't like her.
She's got a lot of sexual chemistry with every guy she's ever been hooked up with. She's got so much.
She's a slut.
She's got chemistry with Brody.
Huh? No, she does not.
She does. I'm sorry, no. But she does because he's so good, though. He's so delicious. I mean, he's hard.
I gotta tell you, he's so vulnerable and so perfect. I mentioned it briefly the last podcast, and I didn't get to really explain. Mark Lawson is so, you know, it's so easy to look at him.
And Natalie has a smoking hot body. I've said it. She has a smoking hot body.
It looks.
She has a woman's body.
Because he looks the way he looks, it's so easy to just write him off and say, oh, he's a bimbo. He's a muscle-bound guy.
I don't think
anyone writes him off. No, no. But it, what I'm saying is that it's easy for people to look at him and think that, you know, it's Topol Soba.
He
is such a layered actor. Mm-hmm. Mark, you are so brilliant in this role. I really hope that they don't write you in a corner and make you so unredeemable that you don't wind up with Jessica. Because I really would love for Brody and Jessica to find their way back together.
They're really far apart. I know they are far apart.
But see, the things that Brody has done, that's all been within his character. Ron knows his character.
Absolutely.
I don't for one minute, even if he winds up being the one who killed Victor, I believed it.
Sean, is that his name? The kid's name? What's Gigi and Rex's kid's name?
Shane.
Sorry.
Yeah, you have to know the character's history. He really loved Shane.
He did it with Shane, yeah.
And he lost Shane. He just always wanted a family.
He just wanted a family.
So, characters can do things as long as you can justify it in their history.
No, there's no issues.
And it's all brilliant. And what about Destiny? Love her new hair.
Well, everything
love that
about
new
it.
Weave.
Everything She's, about it. But I'm loving more than anything. I am loving the heart that the Evans family brings to this town.
Oh, my God.
When they came and did the rounds to say to Destiny and her mother came to Taya's house and Danny's house to pay their respects. And it was just really beautiful. And Sean came to visit Star. And
Jack,
numbnuts, and to give his condolences to them, and it just is like very so beautiful. Much. Right. Sean bought some enchilada or something like
that.
Yeah,
an enchilada casserole.
It was really sweet. It was really just amazing.
I gotta tell you, I really would be disappointed if they don't bring the Evans family on a contract. They need the Evans family on Prospect Park, One Night to Live.
I don't know if they will. I don't know if they will.
I just the mother.
She is so good. Like, I know there are times where she gets all, you know, missed.
I believe it, though, girl.
I believe it, too.
If somebody was telling your daughter to keep a baby when your daughter had made the decision to terminate the pregnancy and somebody was manipulating and playing with your daughter's emotions, think about that. Because now you're a mother.
I have no issue with it. I think it's perfect. All right, I was one of the people that loved the slap. Because I don't know if I would have done it. That's still a long way for me personally as a person to go, but I absolutely believe
understand
it.
I would understand somebody it messing and I with your kid. It. I gotta tell you.
And Nora is pulling a lot of bullshit.
Yeah,
you know?
She is, and I think Hillary, what's her name, is doing a good job on that.
Because she's playing true to her character too.
But I also love the fact that Mama Evans keeps saying that she says I understand what she's going through. And she does because both her sons at one point were almost on death's doors.
Yeah.
So she knows. So she's not negating the fact that Nora's hurting and she's latching on.
Right.
But she's not letting that be an excuse for what Nora's doing. Because what Nora's doing is messed up. Destiny had made a decision. And I got to tell you, Destiny has been great. That little girl has such a little powerhouse.
I know. But
and
you know
Danny has been phenomenal.
Danny's been really
I gotta tell you, I feel like such a perv because I think she's such a little hottie. She's gonna
as
she gets
beautiful.
Older, she is gonna like.
But the thing is that she's grown so much. Oh my God. She came to the show talented, don't get me wrong. But she has grown.
She is so layered in her performance. Like,
everything. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. She sings. I mean, she's
I'm gonna cry
girl.
If they don't. The Manning girls are. It's so unfair because I want to see these girls grow up on the show. I want to see them, like the way Jessica grew up on the show, that's the way we should be seeing Star's life and Natalie.
Did you see it? Some people on our blog didn't really know who Erin Torpy was.
I know. I couldn't believe that.
She looked very different.
No, she didn't. Wait,
is that how she looked on the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
She's a little dog. No offense, people. I'm sorry, but she's a little dog.
When Brie came on, it was like, oh my God, she looks like a hot, if Erin Torpey was hot, that's what Brie looked like. That's what all I thought when Brie first came on.
Brie is beautiful.
Brie is so beautiful. But you should have seen when Brie first came on. When Brie first came on, she looked like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Like she could, her hair was like really like, it was big, but it was short.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She looked like Marilyn Monroe. Like I was like, where did they find this girl? And there is a resemblance. There is a resemblance with her and Erin Torpey. They're very similar in a look. But I mean, Erin Torpey is average. She's not, you know, I'm sorry, and I don't think that she's a better actress. Somebody said that they think that she's a better actress than Brie. Y'all are crazy. But she is not a better actress. No, never. She was never that great of an actress. She could never do what Brie does with Tess.
Yeah, yeah.
Erin could have never played that. Erin could never have played. Erin's decent, but
is Tess coming back?
I don't know. But I will say this. I thought that was a great way to write Christian out. I was very touched by it. I cried. Yeah.
But how did it work? It was just them two saying hello or whatever?
No, he moved to Spain.
Right.
And when he got there, she's a teacher that's going to be teaching this. So they're going to obviously fall in love.
But that was it. It was like, there was like two lines between them. He's like, haven't I seen you before?
Well, the show's coming to an end. They're not bringing her back for like months. They just brought her back to write him off.
When are we going to see Sarah Michelle Gellar and...
This week.
And Babe.
This week. Everything's this week. There's only 5 episodes left.
And what about Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos?
They're not coming back.
They never came back.
They already announced that they're not coming back.
But why?
They couldn't fit in their schedule.
They couldn't fit it in?
Yeah. Their schedule was couldn't... They're busy. Huh? Anyway, but what else was good on One Night to Live? Oh, my God. I can't talk about the
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everything.
No. Roxy with Echo.
She's Roxy with anybody. Roxy going into McBain's office. Johnny, you got to put out an IUD on my Morris. I need an IUD out on Morris.
Wait, she was great with Nate, too. Did you see the scenes with her and Nate
Everything
at the diner?
Everything was great.
The scenes with her and Nate at the diner. And then...
The greatest animal in the history of animals.
I'm sorry, but her and Kim Zimmer together were hysterical.
They were funny.
They were so funny. And you haven't seen it yet. Kim Zimmer with Kim Andrews, or the real Aubrey, those scenes were hysterical. You haven't seen those yet?
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh my God, to see Echo versing Kim, those scenes,
I still miss my Dorian.
This girl is so good. And her and Kim Zimmer together playing opposite each other, it was like two warriors getting together. Like I love the fact that here's this young girl and she's good enough to keep up with Kim Zimmer. Like I'm sure Kim loved working with her because the two of them were just fabulous together. Like it was just banter back and forth.
She's a smart actress.
And I'm so glad that they finally changed the opening credits at One Night to Live.
Roger was in there.
And I thought it was very touching that they kept Robin Strasser in there.
Yeah, me too.
Because she should stay to the end.
Absolutely.
Even though she's not in the show right now, she should still stay to the end. I thought that was beautiful. And I know that everybody's been really hard on him, but I think that he's had some really good scenes as of late. There have been some bad scenes. Yeah. There were some bad scenes.
Jack Manning.
Yeah. But there were some really good scenes. There were some scenes that I was actually very impressed with his performance. There was that one scene where Blair was talking to him. Whatever. I don't think he's...
I
think he's growing and he's learning and you know, he's not fabulous.
His hair is growing. You see that bouffant look he got
going? The one thing, you know, we were talking about... The one thing I am upset about One Night to Live, I am upset that they got rid of Baz.
I'm still seeing him on my screen. What are you talking about? They got rid of Baz.
They're writing him out soon. I'm sorry, but seeing him this week, seeing him be so protective with Star, with his cousin Danny,
I agree.
He's needed. I'm sorry. I love the chemistry. When they finally brought Middle Ford back, and I saw him and Star together, I was like.
They're Snoozeville.
They are so... There's also, no chemistry.
This is a scene between Ford and Star. Oh, my God, Ford, you're so good to listen to me. I mean, my dad isn't my dad. He's my uncle. And then my uncle gets killed, and they're accusing my real dad. Oh, my God. Yeah, it must be really hard, huh? It's okay. You're going through a lot, Star. You're going through a ton. And oh my God, did I tell you about me? Oh my God. And can we talk about me for a second? Oh my God, Ford, I couldn't do it without you. It's okay, baby. It's all right. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Oh, by the way, I wanted to talk to you, Star, about... But wait a minute. I didn't tell you about my mom. My mom and Tomas. And Tomas and my mom and Taya. Shut the f*** up! I want to die. I want to be like, shut the f*** up! Am I right?
But
That's all they ever do!
I love the Manning girls.
That's all they ever do!
I love the Manning... You know who the Manning sisters remind me of?
Who?
The Capwell sisters. They were always getting into trouble.
Who's the Capwells?
On Santa Barbara. Oh, Kelly and Eden Capwell.
Oh, yes.
Not since Kelly and Eden Capwell have two sisters been traumatized on a show so much.
God.
I actually think that the Manning girls have been more traumatized than the Capwell sisters have in the entire run of Santa Barbara. The Manning sisters are so awesome. I love them. I love them.
Them together is different. Star with Ford.
Yeah, I'm over the Ford brothers, to be honest with you.
No, I'm not over older Ford. I like him with Tess.
No.
You really don't?
No.
You know why I like it? Because she puts him in his place. She wipes the floor with that man.
I know.
He's so cocksure with every other woman, but with her, he's putty.
To be honest with you, if they wrote off all the Ford brothers at this point, I wouldn't miss them.
I buy that. No, you're right about that.
I wouldn't miss them.
Especially to get back Dorian.
I don't feel them.
Yeah.
Look, Nate, what Nate did to Danny, I'm sorry. That's unforgivable. That was just unforgivable.
No, without a doubt.
And then,
whole porn thing.
Middle Ford is so boring. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would do him in a minute. He is so damn hot. My God. But God, he's boring. I so prefer Babs.
Snoozeville.
I so prefer. I was heartbroken.
He beats them as a group of teens. He just really reached.
I can't believe that Frank Valenti and
Valentini.
Valentini and I know if I'm going to be working for him, I better get his name right.
Yeah, you better get it right.
I'm putting it out there. Oh, look, I could do like you and make a, what is it called? A vision board?
Vision board.
I'm going to put a picture of Frank Valentini there.
No wonder you're complaining all the time about your life to me.
Why?
Look at your vision board. He has a perfect vision board.
So wait. Time out.
It's like a 16x20 bulletin board. And you know what it's full of? Thumbtacks. It's like got 80 clear thumbtacks.
So wait.
I'm not kidding you. The reason why I live where I live is because I ripped a picture out of Country Living Magazine. Country Living Magazine, September 2010. I ripped out that house and I put it on my refrigerator. And you want to know something? I pulled that picture out. Me and Carlos sat and looked at that picture. The house we are renting looks exactly like that house. We looked at 80 houses and didn't even say to ourselves, we got to have this house. I had put it on my vision board and had it way down deep in my soul, and that house came to me. You gotta have a vision board. He's looking for his first vision to put on a vision board.
So if I put his picture on my board, that means I'm gonna get him?
Yes!
I don't know who he is, but he's hot, right?
All
right,
fine. Maybe not him, but you will get someone that looks like him. Put him up. Seriously, I don't have an issue. Put it up. Whatever means something to you. I'm pissed about that. I'm really pissed about that.
What?
That board
is empty.
It is. It's exactly.
A board.
That's what a vision board is. You put your magazine.
You know what photos I used to have up there?
Your treasures.
I used to have photos of all my favorite Latin actors and celebrities, and then I don't know. I just never read it.
Can you promise me to start that vision board? I don't like that. It's like I can count them. It's like 20 clear thumbtacks, and that's it. Put up
Girl,
Frank Valentini.
I lost Frank Valentini's
picture up there.
I have
put
to find
Prospect
a picture.
Prospect Park up there. Cut it out of a magazine. Cut it out. Print it on your computer and put it up there. I'm not kidding you. It works.
All right. You say so.
It really, really works.
You say so.
What else we got to talk about? Because I got to go home.
Oh, tomorrow night's the Emmys. The nighttime
Emmys.
Tomorrow's
the Emmys. So we got two conflicting things. We got the Emmys and we got... I Love Lucy.
That's what DVRs are for, girl.
Fine.
Let me tell you something. I got to tell you. Do you know that I lost my DVR, right? Did you know that?
No.
Yes. My DVR died on me like a couple of weeks ago. I lost everything.
I went through a
couple of days of mourning where I was very depressed because there's certain shows. I've been trying to back. No, Cablevision, girl.
Oh, God.
So then we got a new DVR. Girl, it's ready for. I don't know how.
out, but it's already full.
No wonder you can't put the X Factor on it.
It's already full. Girl, I have no desire to watch that. I'm not going to watch the X Factor.
I already saw two auditions that made me sob like a 2-year-old kid.
Look, if I could squeeze it in, I will, but I don't think I'm going
it's
to.
It's
going to
be better than Idol.
You know what
Idol.
We found out? You know what Jillian told me? I told you this in the last podcast.
What?
Cablevision got BBC America. Girl, I become a Doctor Who fanatic. That's why my DVR is because they've been repeating all the Doctor Who episodes.
I can't even.
I am so into Doctor Who. You don't know. But girl, if there's any show that you got to check out, it's only a half hour comedy show. Awkward. MTV's Awkward. You will love it.
16 Candles truly is my favorite movie of all time.
It's kind of like an adult version of 16 Candles, girl.
That and Saint Elmo's Fire. Both by the same guy. Oh, no, wait. Saint Elmo's Fire is not Japanese. Well, anyway, I love Saint Elmo's Fire.
When did it start? Motion. What was that song? Say no, Elmo's Fire. I can hear the engines roaring. I can hear the engines roaring.
I can find the highest mountain, cross the crowded sea.
Oh my God.
I've been almost fire burning in me. Burning in me. I can feel it burning.
Girl, if you feel something burning, then you should get your ass down to the doctor or the free STD clinic.
About.
I don't know. What else is there to talk about? We talked about One Night to Live.
You didn't talk about Bachelor Pad. It was very good.
Anyway, I know I said I was going to take notes.
Stars is starting on Monday.
I know I said I was going to take notes, and I'm sorry that I didn't.
We didn't need to.
One thing that I didn't like about General Hospital is that he killed off Siobhan. I was mad about that. That's the only thing I didn't like.
I don't even know who Siobhan is.
Lucky's the Irish girl, yeah.
We never liked her with him. You liked her with him?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't like her with him. I thought she was half his talent. He's so damn talented.
I gotta go listen to our old podcast. I could have sworn you said you liked her. You're crazy.
I never liked her. She's not as good as he is. She doesn't match him. No. It doesn't work. No.
Anyway, I know why he did it, but I just wish that he didn't. But you know who's been great?
Who?
They need to keep her.
Who?
Robin Christopher Sky. Oh my God, yes. I cannot.
Sky Chandler.
Oh my God, her. You don't understand. They brought her back. He brought her back. And the show needs her so much. I mean, she has so much chemistry with Luke's son, the Australian son. She has chemistry with Luke. The scenes with her and Jane Elliott. Oh, Robin Christopher. And I got to tell you another thing. She looks hot now. Now that she's a woman of a certain age, she looks even hotter. She just looks very... Love her. Love her. Love me some Sky Chandler and Port Charles.
Why don't you have disposable latex gloves?
Oh, when I clean, I don't want the dust on my hands. Oh, and I heard rumors are that Jeannie Francis might come back to General Hospital. That if Young and the Restless is getting rid of her, Jeannie, come home.
I hope they kick her.
Come home, Jeannie.
She needs to come home.
Come home to General.
Can you seriously loan me a movie or two? I never saw Junebug.
You serious?
I never saw Junebug.
No, I'm not lending you shit because I lend you the Friday Night Lights season one and you
back
never.
To you, impeccable.
And you never watched it, and you had it for almost a year.
That's why I came back impeccable.
No, I'm not gonna give you anything because you ain't gonna see it.
Come on,
you ain't gonna see it.
That's not true. I am gonna see it. I'm gonna put it in my computer and watch it.
You ain't gonna see it.
He has no patience for a woman with two tiny children that drives her crazy.
She wants to watch a 2-hour movie, but meanwhile she can't watch a 10-minute clip from General Hospital on YouTube.
Fine, all right, fine. What else we have to talk about?
You deleted that thing, didn't you? The
what?
Email that I
no,
sent.
No, I didn't.
You.
I have it on here. I do.
Watch it right now.
I can't watch it. I got no signal.
Shoot.
So we'll talk for a second while I try to find it.
You watch that damn scene.
Who do we got? What else do we got to talk about? We got to wrap this up. It's getting boring. I'm boring myself.
But I'm sorry that I'm not excited.
You're exciting. You're exciting enough.
No, guys, really, you got to write into like Frank Valentini and Prospect Park or Kelly Ripa and get me a job. I need a job. You guys love me, right? Help me out. Help a brother out.
Did you email me at PVP, pinevalleypodcast.com?
I think so.
Oy, oy, oy.
No, I think I emailed you at your regular email address.
Oh, shoot. I don't have it here.
That whole Ashley.
I should make that right here.
That Queen Ellis, that whole Ashley.
I like it.
I'm mad again at that Queen Ellis. He cock-blocked me the other night.
Ugh. You saved that for the end of the podcast?
He cock-blocked me last night.
So you say you had three drinks and you were wasted.
I know. I'm so mad.
I had three drinks and I wasted.
I couldn't make Pilates today.
Oh, my God. Three drinks, people. He's so full of it. Someone put a roofie in it then, because how do you get so wasted on three drinks on your size?
Because our bartenders make our drinks really strong. It's all
vodka.
Bartenders
make our drinks really strong.
It's all vodka and nothing else. It's vodka and a little bit of oranges. And they're in big glasses.
All right, fine. It's like the equivalent of like 12 drinks. Seriously. All right, listen. I don't know what we're going to keep podcasting after the show's over, right?
Are we? What are we going to talk about?
One Life and
GH. And then
GH.
When One Life Live is gone?
And then GH.
You don't watch GH.
I'll start.
And then when GH is gone, we're going to podcast
about... talk about the X Factor.
We're going to podcast about the Chew?
Sure.
About the Chew?
No, we got to find a niche.
A niche?
A niche.
Who's that?
Yeah, you know, a niche. We got to find a niche.
Who's a niche? And how's
should
he going to help
prime
us?
Should we do... A niche.
Girl, you don't watch primetime shows. You watch reality crap.
But I'll do the reality. Me and Melissa, Mel Gasser, will do the reality.
Uh-huh.
And you will do the drama.
The drama and the comedy. Ooh, comedy.
What about comedy?
Fox news show, The New Girl with Zoe Deschanel.
I loved it. I heard she's fantastic, but I heard mixed.
No, I liked it. I thought it was cute. I thought it was very cute. It reminded me a little bit of Happy Endings. I loved Happy Endings on ABC. You don't watch Happy Endings?
Hell no. I don't watch that shit. You talk about all white. That's a really white show.
No, Damon Wayans Jr. is in it. Ooh. And he's black. And one of the white guys is gay. It's very the anti-Friends. I love Happy Endings. I think Happy Endings is hysterical. All
right, fine. Love Are you going to watch Pan Am?
I'm trying to avoid ABC. Look, ABC pissed me off last year. They canceled all my shows last year. I was watching Detroit. None of their new programs that they brought on last year made it to a second season. So I don't have any faith in this network. I don't want to be investing my time. And to be honest with you, nothing on CBS looks appealing and nothing on NBC looks appealing at all. Right now, thank God for cable, because that's
like the worst.
All my shows are
shows.
All my shows are cable shows.
I heard Charlie's Angel is one of the worst.
Charlie's Angels looks stupid.
It looks so bad.
You picked three. Look, Minka Kelly. I love Minka Kelly on Friday Night Lights, but she was not the strongest actress on that show.
None of them are. They're
no, on Friday Night Lights.
No, I'm talking about on.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like on Friday Night Lights,
none of the actresses on.
She's
Charlie's
a very
Angels.
Beautiful girl. That's what I'm saying. Like you picked three girls that are boring as hell.
We're none angels, of them, none not of them, saints.
None of them got the personality. None of them got the personality or the pizzazz that the original cast had, let alone the movie actresses that played it in the movie.
Well, I think Drew Barrymore, she's executive producing it.
Yeah.
I think she's a little full of shit. Come on now. Like, I don't think she's a real storyteller. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying the original Charlie's Angels was brilliant storytelling, but it wasn't
all... It had a certain
Listen, I'm old enough to remember staying up to watch that shit at 8 o'clock at night, all right? It was my favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
We used to pretend that we were... I used to always want to be Farrah, but they always made me Cape because I was Puerto Rican. Well, my white girlfriends got to play Farrah and Jacqueline. Once in a while, I get Jacqueline. What's her name? Kelly. What's her name? I get Kelly.
Kelly Monroe.
I love them all. But listen, wasn't flash in the pan, like jumping up. And they earned their stripes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't start out like, you know, these women are so sure of themselves. And we're not angels. We're saints. We're angels. We're not saints. Shut the fuck up. I want to slap the
stupid.
Shit out of you.
It looks stupid. And I got to tell you, what else looks stupid?
Bosley.
Oh, Bosley's Latin. He's Puerto Rican.
He looks like Griffin Castillo.
He's Puerto Rican.
I don't give a shit.
I'm surprised.
I want him fat and bald and hairless.
I don't know. He looked kind of hot to me.
It was stupid. Mm-hmm. It's all stupid shit.
No, I'm not. Like, I have no...
Don't insult me. You know what I'm saying? Don't freaking insult
me. The only network show that I'm looking forward to coming back right now, Good Wife. Mm-hmm. CBS moved it to Sunday nights. I'm all about The Good Wife. All about The Good Wife.
They did.
Good Wife to me is one of the best. Right now on network television, that's by hands down by far the best show on TV right now on network television. I'm looking forward to FX has a new horror show coming out with my girl Connie Britton and Dylan McDermott. I'm looking forward to that. Right now I'm all about cable, girl. My cable shows are what keep me going. My network shows.
My
network shows suck. USA
are run by executives that think they know what the F they're doing.
One of the best
effing zone. Okay?
One of the best shows this summer was Suits. If it wasn't for my friend Debbie, who told me that Suits was good to watch it, I almost missed out on one of the best shows ever. I love Suits. It's intelligent. It's witty. The banter. And it's like watching a good all-time old screwball comedy movie. You know, like watching like The Thin Man or something. The two leads, the two men have such great banter. Mm-hmm. All the supporting characters are interesting. His secretary, she's so funny. He has a secretary who's like, and the lines that they give her, and this is on USA Network. I can't believe it. It's one of the best shows. Suits, love
USA
it.
USA is one of the most successful networks.
I know, but I don't like a lot of their stuff. I like Suits. I like Necessary Roughness because I like my Callie Thorne from Rescue Me. Love her.
How the hell does he know these
Fairly
things?
Legal. Love her. Love my that. God. Those are the three shows I watch on USA. On TNT, everything. Closer, Leverage.
You're still watching Closer?
Oh, I love Closer. Wow. Closer's coming to an end. This is the last season.
Yeah, I heard that.
And they did a smart thing, though. Mary McDonnell's going to take over. So the show's going to exist still. I don't know if they're going to call it The Closer still, but she's coming on board.
What show is she on now, though?
She's been on The Closer as a recurring character. Oh, wow. But she's brilliant on it. Her and Kyra Sedgwick have so much chemistry. But see, I was TNT. You know what I would do? I would take Kyra Sedgwick's character and produce a TV series with her character here in New York. Because that's the reason she's done with The Closers, that she is tired of being out there. She her life's here. Mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon, the kids. This is she's a New Yorker. So I would TNT was smart. They would not keep Mary McDonnell with the show in LA and make. Hey, it works for CBS. They have a CSI in every freaking like. I'm surprised they don't do CSI Genoa City and have a daytime version of the show.
That would be brilliant.
That's what's gonna happen. And I love my TV Land shows with Fran Drescher, Happily Divorced, funny as hell.
Really?
Oh my god! If you have not talk about classic sitcoms, I love
the damn ABC player. That's the problem. I watch everything online.
And you watch reality shows. I don't like reality shows.
I would wish I could watch more dramas, but I just don't have the time to sit and TV. Even at night, I get like 2 hours, 3 hours at night before I got to go to bed after the twins go to sleep and before I get to go to bed. It's just really hard. So I put my iPad on. I put the ABC player on. Whatever's on there, that's what I watch. That's it.
What kind of pad do you put on?
iPad!
Oh, okay.
My God, something wrong with you.
All right, well, all right, guys, it's been great. And
I'll still be here. I don't give a shit what I'm gonna, you say. I'm gonna be here somehow. Hook or crook.
Hopefully, I'll be with Kelly.
That hurts my feelings.
Hopefully, I'll be with Kelly or working on the Frank Valentini.
I wouldn't leave you for Philbin.
Well, of course not. I'm fabulous.
I guess I'm not.
No, you are. But you know, you got two kids, girl.
Shut up.
You can't go hanging out with me like Jillian can.
I can get a babysitter.
You don't drink. Jillian does.
Fine. I don't.
No, that's not true.
Really? Well. Yeah. Can you think?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. No. Well, that's like I don't know any Latin vegetarians, but there are some. I think that's weird. How are you a Latin and a vegetarian?
I was at one point in my life. I was.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry. I like meat, girl.
I know. I like meat, too. I went back.
I don't think we're talking about the same meat.
Listen, if you want to write us, keep writing. Kathy in Las Vegas. Did you get the email I sent you?
Yes.
I'm sorry, girl. I gotta answer you back. You wrote a great email, and we're thinking about you. Everyone's starting to contact us about, you know, the end of the show and all that stuff.
I'm laughing because if I don't laugh, I'm gonna be crying for the whole podcast.
So I gotta make
some jokes, guys. This is really the reality of it setting in, and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
It really isn't. I would love nothing more than for the Chew to premiere with a 0-0 rating. I really would.
It's not going to. It's not going to.
And I think that it's
going to
be. I think it's going to be a horrible show.
It's not.
But I sadly think that the people will watch it. I think there's going to be an audience for it.
I don't think so.
I think there is. Look, the talk is doing well, and As the World Turns plays, and that show's a hot mess. I tuned into that show and I was like, what is this garbage?
The talk is not doing that well. They're losing hosts left and right. And I don't
are losing hosts.
I don't think the ratings are there. Is that true?
They're beating what As It Will Turns was bringing in? Yes, I think it is.
I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter to me. The show is gonna suck. They suck. I don't. I'm not. I can't. I can't even. I can't go there.
When you have this, you should use this. I hate those stupid commercials.
Oh my god, ridiculous! It's anyway, just
like I like you. You I want to tell them. You know what you should do? You should shove that up your ass. That's what you should do.
Seriously. How about you take that napkin
and shove it up your ass?
How about you take that dish towel that you're using for a napkin and put it in your mouth so I can't hear you talk anymore?
The chew.
Listen, you got to look at the blog. Elise and Susan came up with a top 10 list. Top 10, I think two top 10 lists of the Pie Valley podcast.
Of what?
Of like things like characters and moments and expressions.
Oh, really?
It's so, so great. And really? I haven't commented on it, but it's so great and so funny and so loving. It was lovely. It was awesome. I was cracking up.
I got to get on the blog.
You got to get on the blog. I'm going to give you my password.
I'm so mad. You don't understand.
Go on as
every,
me.
I feel like every time I get on it, I think it's settled.
Say it's not Ashley and just type.
It just frustrates me because I got so much to say.
If you want to write us, email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. Go to Facebook. Jordan is always on Facebook. He loves Facebook.
I love Facebooking with you guys.
Yes, he loves Facebooking. I, on the other hand, get to it when I can, but I do love it. I have a page. Jordan has a page. The Pine Valley Podcast has a page. Go to the blog. www.pinevalleypodcast.com. Leave your ass toot thoughts and observations. Twitter with us, people. PV Podcast. That's who we are on Twitter. PV Podcast. And once a month, I send a Twitter, and you will be so grateful you got it because it will make your day. You're supposed to laugh at that, Jordan Hudson. I want to thank Shadow. You know, I was thinking about you today, Shadow, as I was driving to see Jordan Hudson in the Bronx. Shadow is the best friend I've never met, ever. I've talked to him live once on the air. And that's it. And I love this man. He is amazing, astutely funny. He keeps our blog going. I don't know. We wouldn't be a podcast, really, seriously, without you. Because you have just helped us just stay out there and stay present. And you've been a lover and a supporter and a creator for this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to thank Luis, who has spent these years doing our opening. Thank you very much. We want to thank the folks over at DaytimeConfidential.com. I would love to talk to them as the show ends, wouldn't you?
If they want us,
yeah,
I don't know.
If you guys want to, I would love to talk to you guys.
Do they even listen to the podcast?
Once in a while, I think.
I don't think Luke does.
Listen, I don't
Luke
care.
Luke doesn't even talk to me on Facebook.
They're so busy. Come on now. Give me a break. I don't even care. I don't care if they listen or not.
I wonder what Luke looks like.
Luke is adorable. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. That Queen Ella's, he thinks Norin is hot.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Norin,
that Queen Ella's is feeling you, baby boy.
How did they meet each other again?
That Queen Ella's is funny sometimes. He did the opening from Dark Shadows, but he changed it to me talking about All My Children being canceled for the chew. Is really funny. And, of course, nobody got it because nobody's old enough to know Dark Shadows or anything. But Norin got it, so Norin liked it. So I guess that Queen Ella's wanted to see who Norin was, so he went to his page. And so when we were out yesterday having drinks, he's like, that Norin's a hottie. I was like, oh.
Very nice. Hello, Pine Valley Podcast Love Connection. Yeah. Right there. Go to WeLoveSoaps.net. They're amazing. Ooh. And you know what? Something I was
Wait. Thinking. You don't really go to WeLoveSoaps.net,
do
you?
A little bit.
They, since All My Children's been ending, they've been having all these special stories about the history of All My Children.
Okay, great.
So really, if you love All My Children, go to that. They've been posting some really great old articles and old stories about the history of All My Children, interviews with the cast from back then. I love We Love Soapstar.net. They're amazing.
Even The Hollywood Reporter has an All My Children page. Did you know that?
Mm.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. That's where I saw the Alicia Minshew story where that said she didn't really know what she was doing next because nobody has asked her.
Yeah, I don't understand who they're approaching on All My Children, but they seem to be approaching all the wrong people because honestly, I could care less if Cameron Matheson came.
Yeah.
And he seems to be the one that's front and burner. And I got to say this because I said it on Facebook, I'm going to say it on our podcast. Everybody needs to leave Ms. Lucci alone and back off. If she does not want to take this deal, that is her prerogative. She spent 41 years of her life dedicated to this show and the role. And you know what? What has she got to show for it? All My Children
ABC disrespected her. They made her look like a fool. They told her that everything was going to be okay, that she didn't have to worry, and she went ahead on national TV and she was saying, no, the show's not going to. And meanwhile, Brian Franz always knew. So you know what? If she feels hurt or disgruntled or she just doesn't want to do it for whatever reason, that's her prerogative, people. We can't hate on her for that. We cannot. This woman, unlike a lot of other people, and I'm not knocking Debbie Darnell or even Michael Knight, they all came and left. She never did. She stood by All My Children for 41 years.
Yeah.
So if it's her time to move on or retire or whatever, that's her right. And I think she's moving on,
don't you think? She's going to do bigger and better. I don't care,
but you know what? She's Susan Prime Lucci. Time. Even if she doesn't work again, she gave us 41 years.
I hate to say it, but her bulb is a little too bright to shine on just a few little computers. That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
I just feel, you know what? It is what it is. She said no. I don't begrudge her that. I think you know what? She put her time in.
This was supposed to be the ending of the podcast.
It is.
Thank you for listening to us for this past couple
Listen
of hours.
Rambling.
This was a little bit of a rambling podcast, but we don't care.
It's the end, guys.
It is what it is.
This is going to be a tough week. I'm going to take notes this week, I swear.
You swore that last 2 weeks
ago. I know,
ago.
But this is the last week. I had no choice.
Fine. Is it take notes or don't? Week. I'm really looking forward to next week. I have to say I'm probably going to be a little bit upset at the ending because I'm not sure I'm not feeling this.
Yeah.
I had said that if Tuesday was the last show, I would have been happy. When Crystal wrote on the pad the future and the page was blank and we had all those sort of like coming together moments. We had Jake and Amanda come together. We had blissfully no Greenlee, no Kendall and Zach that day. You know, we had Colby and her mommy come together. We had Dixie and Tad come together.
Is it me? But her hair is Colby? Awful. No Greenlee.
Oh, I can't even look
that
at her.
That hair,
I can't
she
even
is
look
such
at
a mess.
She's a beautiful girl. I don't understand what she is doing with that hair. I don't get it. Anyway, I would have been happy with that. So I'm not going to be real happy about a bang, bang, shoot him dead ending. I'm just not. It doesn't, you know, when you talk about Mary Fickett, who played Ruth, and Grandma Kate, you know, these characters coming home. We've got Brooke and Adam coming home. That's what I want to see. I want to see my characters come home. I don't want to see them obliterated and then have the lights go black. You know what I mean? I just don't want to see it.
Yeah,
I don't want to see it.
You know, I said this on the pod. I mean, there's a way of going about it. Like, if they do it in a very realistic way, it might be believable. Only because All My Children has always been about reality and life. So I can take something happening, but it's a very tricky thing. You got to be really good. I mean, because one of my favorite endings of a TV show ever was the series Angel, which was a spinoff of Buffy, and they went out in a very unique way. So much had happened and it led to this final battle,
mm-hmm.
and the characters have been through hell and back and they lost so much, and finally the hordes were coming to take over Los Angeles, and it ended with them all agreeing we're going to go into this final battle, and they went charging, and that's the way it ended.
I like that.
And so I'm saying it,
I like the Sopranos ending.
It's
Did you like that ending?
What?
The Sopranos.
I didn't watch The Sopranos.
I liked it. A lot of people disagree with me. I loved it. I loved the family coming together, having dinner. He looks up and we don't ever know. We don't know if he gets shot in the head.
It's a tricky thing. I'm not saying that.
I like that. I like when it's left to, when something is that precious. Just like I like when in All in the Family, when Edith died, they didn't show her death. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that because Edith is such a groundbreaking, revolutionary, historic character. How do you put her to death? The reality of what any writer could come up with is not greater than what an audience or a viewer who's so invested in these characters could imagine or perceive. Let's have these characters have their sort of, you know what I mean? Like, let us take care of the ending in some ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know. It's look, if it was anybody else, I would be really freaking out, but I'm going to try to just keep my fingers crossed because
it is Lorraine
and have faith that she will do right by the show and that it's not going to be something stupid like the way they got rid of Josh. You know what I mean? Like, I it can work, but you got to maneuver it the right way, girl. You got to really make sure I don't know. It's a I don't envy her. I don't envy her. It's a you're talking about ending a show that is that has been beloved for 41 years by a group of people.
I have to believe that it wasn't a lazy choice, you know, like, or a choice, the best choice that could be made to leave the next iteration of All My Children plausible, you know, with all these people missing and gone and stuff. But I still believe that a good writer, even if you ended the show with, you know, the Martins having dinner or something like that, mm-hmm. I still believe that a good, talented writing crew could take off, could find a starting point that could explain absences. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, why do we have to take a machine gun to explain the absences? I don't know.
Well, we'll all know at the end of the week, girl.
We'll see.
We'll all know at the end of the week. That's what I'm saying. We'll all know at the end of the week.
We will all know. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Adam's come back with me.
Oh, so you're not... We're together. Wonderful.
How is Adam? I imagine with Chandler going under, it's got to be a really tough time for him.
Oh, I can't wait to see Adam. I have so much to tell him. I have such wonderful news. I have optioned my new memoir. I am going to co-produce and star in the movie.
That's great.
Yes, it is. It's just so great. And unlike the time when Adam optioned my book, Raising Cain, and forced me to marry him in order to have the part, and then he took it away from me, this time I do not have to marry the producer in order to get the part.
Well, it's a good thing, too, because you don't even have the time to marry a lawyer who's crazy in love with you.
Oh, Jack. Jack.
A little reminder, I need to be in court. Excuse me. Oh. I'll catch up with you later. And you.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful as ever. Take care.
Thank you.
So, things are going well for you.
Oh, they certainly are.
So, no wedding date yet?
Well, I mean, the book tour is about to start, and then, I have this movie script to write, and my goodness, I want to marry Jack when I can devote myself to every single detail.
Mm. Well, you were always good at the old duck and weave.
Excuse me?
Well, I thought I would have read about the wedding of the century by now.
Well, we've been a little busy.
You know, Jack just wants to marry you. And it seems to me it's going to be the 22nd century before it ever happens, if it happens.
Well, I don't see a ring on your finger.
Well, maybe I don't need a ring.
Or maybe Adam has realized that he can get all the cotton candy he wants without having to buy the circus.
Mm.
You can be honest with me, Brooke. I'm guessing that Adam just isn't the marrying kind anymore. I mean, he obviously got spoiled being married to me twice.
Mm. Well, you know, being husband number 4 and husband number 7, I think that can sour any man on marriage.
Brooke, please. Adam was so desperate to marry me the second time that he blackmailed me into it.
Well, that is true love.
Jack is my true love.
Along with Jeff Martin, Phil Brent, Dimitri, Tom.
Well, at least what you can say about my loves is that they weren't somebody else's cast-offs. Oh, come on, please, Brooke. Everybody knows that you always helped yourself to my leftovers. And the producer, Kit Sterling, you know, who won the Oscar this past year? Kit has such vision.
And a great sense of humor.
Was that supposed to be a dig?
No, not at all. I dated Kit.
You did not.
I did.
Kit Sterling,
mm-hmm.
Academy Award-winning producer.
That's the one.
Well, it must have been one of the most outstanding evenings of your life.
Well, actually, months.
Oh, you must have been crushed when he dumped you.
I was the one who ended it. My work was just taking me all over the world, and I didn't have the time or the energy to invest in a serious relationship.
So,
I guess times have changed. And now you're taking my leftovers. Well, Brooke, we're hardly dating. It's a purely professional relationship.
Well, that never stopped you before.
You know very well that Jack is the only man in the world for me.
Well, you've married all the others.
Look at us. Old habits. You look good.
Oh, but what? I'm wearing a bad color, or it's the wrong year, or I'm out of date, or my hair's too long, my hair's too short.
No, you look good.
So do you.
I hesitate to say this because you blow everything I say out of proportion, and if I say even something a little bit kind, it immediately goes
to your head. Say it.
Pine Valley has not been the same since you left.
You missed me.
Well, I don't like you very much because you have a very superior attitude, and I hate that about you. And also, you have a very irritating way of
telling the truth.
Of provoking me for no reason at all. But I do respect you.
Did you ever think that maybe you and I are more alike than either one of us want to admit?
Oh, God, don't even go there.
Well, you know, the one thing is, we both have excellent taste in men. I mean, even if it's cost us some blood. Adam, Jack, Tom.
How is Adam?
He's all right.
You two have not even been back to visit Pine Valley, not even once. You must be having quite the time.
Things have been different for Adam since he left Pine Valley.
Unlike me, Brooke, you've never been good at the old duck and weave. What aren't you telling me about Adam? What's going on, Brooke?
Erica, it was great to see you. And I wish you luck with the film. I hope it just doesn't cost you Jack.
No, Jack and I are fine. Brooke, just in case you're wondering, you're not in my movie.
Bummer.